This is the local VK5 news segment. Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with this week's updates from the South East Radio Group. We hope that you and all your family and friends are well and coping with the stay-at-home strategy. As outlined last week, we held our first on-air activity night a week ago, and it turned out to be a real success. We had more members call in to join the meeting than we would normally get on a good night at a physical meeting, and all seemed to enjoy the format, with most asking if it could be made a regular Friday occurrence. We are now planning to run our next business meeting along similar lines. Rather than go through the agenda for the night and all of the various reports on air, we plan on posting these to the members-only section of the Surge website. This should enable all members to read through all items so that when it comes time to accept or reject an item, it need not be discussed on air, but simply voted on, thus remaining more or less confidential except to the members. We will have to wait and see how that fares. If it does not work out, we will probably trial a program such as Zoom US or Microsoft's Teams software, but any of those may pose a bit of a problem as some of our more senior members may have a bit of trouble setting these up. We are hopeful that the use of 2 metres will allow us to continue our meetings on air, which, of course, is the simplest and most sensible method, as we are amateur radio people, aren't we? The proposed new repeater at Haywood in Western Victoria is slowly coming to fruition. We have now obtained a suitable building to house it in, and our Victorian members are doing great work in getting all the logistics in place to fit it out and get it ready to drag up the hill to its intended position. We are very hopeful that this will give people as far away as Warrnambool access to us here in the Mount via our link network. The team here in SA have almost completed the hardware and software for the repeater itself and the links. All we really need now is for this virus to tick off so a working bee can take place at the site. Watch this space. Other than those things, not much is happening, as nearly all the other activities that normally keep us busy have been cancelled because of the virus and social distancing rules. One of the beneficial outcomes of all this, I believe, is the increased traffic on 2 metres here in the Mount. I think that HF activity has also increased, but that is hearsay, as my HF setup is down at present. I'm starting to waffle now, so it must be time for me to be quiet. The members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all the very best for the next week. Stay at home and stay healthy. Observe all of the health recommendations to avoid this plague. I bid you all 7-3 from Surge.
And from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, this is Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo, with a few brief messages from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. I have received a notice from Science Alive, and it is as follows. We are disappointed to inform you that we need to postpone the Science Alive event this year. Originally scheduled for the 7th to the 9th of August, the uncertainty surrounding the timing of the return to normality after the coronavirus pandemic has made planning for a large-scale public event in August untenable. However, we remain committed to continuing Science Alive tradition of interactive science and will be monitoring the government advice in assessing the possibility of an event late in 2020. Failing that, with your continued support, a stronger version of Science Alive will be returning to the Adelaide Showground in 2021. That is from Grant Piggott, General Manager of the Adelaide Showground, and Brian Hattie, the Event Director of Science Alive. During this period of coronavirus restrictions, the following nets are available from the EARC. The 2-metre net on RLZ 2-metre repeater at 8 p.m. on the second Wednesday of the month. The 80-metre net on 3620.00 MHz plus or minus at 8 p.m. on the fourth Wednesday of the month. General meeting and tech nights on the RLZ 70cm repeater at 8 p.m. on the first and third Wednesdays of the month respectively. The sideband 2-metre net on 144.150 MHz on Fridays at 8 p.m. All are welcome to participate. The Tech Night on the 15th of April 2020 on the subject of balloon tracking will proceed using the EARC 70cm repeater 439.975 with offset and tone at 8 p.m. It will be conducted by Paul VK5NE and with the assistance of Mark VK5QI. Links and or photographs can be emailed to the members on request. Paul says it will also be good if you can have your computers with internet access available at the same time. Other clubs are running virtual meetings and nets on their usual repeaters, and all are welcome to join in. This is a good way to keep contact. And also, monitoring the VK5RLZ repeaters on a regular basis is a good way of maintaining contact with each other in these difficult times. We can look forward to the time when normal contacts resume. Please be aware of what's going on around you and keep safe. VK5, Mike Alpha Kilo, for the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5 Kilo Lima Delta. And despite my isolation, I'm bringing you the news from the Northeast Radio Club. Well, last Thursday night, it was the Northeast Radio Club general meeting for April. Yes, it was on Thursday night, and it was on the Houghton repeater 146850. And we had a very good presentation by Trevor, VK5ATQ, on the subject of Morse code. And there was an accompanying PowerPoint on the NERC website so that you could follow his presentation there. So it was very good. He gave a history of the development of Morse code and other associated systems, and then gave ideas on how you can learn Morse code and get up to various speeds using various means. So thank you very much, Trevor. That was very well done. And we all enjoyed that, and no doubt there'll be a lot more people using Morse code now. And the virtual meeting was well attended. Not quite sure how many we had. I think it was about 26. So that was the virtual meeting last Thursday night. And another regular meeting we have is the FTroopNet, and that's always well attended. And that is now shifting frequency. Yes, we're going to go somewhere where we can get more coverage, and we're going to go to the linked repeater systems as of Friday the 17th of April. You'll be able to access the FTroopNet on a number of repeaters. There's the new one at Hermitage, which is a 70 centimeter repeater. That's on 438.050, and it's got a 7 megahertz negative offset. And there's the Crafers 70 centimeter repeater, which is on 439.925 megahertz, and that's got a 5 megahertz negative offset. And there are a couple of 2 meter repeaters you can access the FTroopNet with, and that's Murray Bridge, which is 146.875 megahertz with minus 600 kilohertz offset, and the Lobethal repeater, which is 146.775 megahertz with a 600 kilohertz negative offset. So there, come along to the FTroopNet every Fridays at 5 p.m. and join in and have a good time with the discussion. And the next meeting of the Northeast Radio Club will be on Friday the 24th of April at 7:30 p.m. And there will be a call in from about 7 p.m. And this will be on the Houghton repeater, 146.850 megahertz. Now, there will be a special guest on that night, and it will be Adam, VK5GA, who is a current serving member with the RAAF. And he will give a lecture on his radio experiences and his life in the RAAF, and we'll also give some insights on Anzac Day. So there'll be a PowerPoint presentation for this also on the North East Radio Club website. So don't forget that. That is the North East Radio Club virtual meeting on Friday the 24th of April at 7:30 p.m. on the Houghton repeater 146.850 MHz. And of course everybody's favourite is still going, namely the Coffee Club or Coronavirus Net, whichever you prefer to call it. And it's on Wednesdays at 10 a.m. and it's on 146.450 MHz FM. Yes, that's a simplex channel. So come along and join in. There's always plenty of people there. Just make sure you've got a nice big cup of coffee. So that's the Coffee Club Net every Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Well, that's all for today. Hope you're having a good Easter. I'm going out into the exercise yard now and walking down and back and forth along the back lawn looking for Easter eggs. If I don't find any, well, I know I've got some in the fridge. So have a good Easter. Stay safe. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5, KLD.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning. This is Phil, VK5 SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. The dreaded pandemic has caused us to cancel all face-to-face contacts, the general meeting, shack mornings and RSL lunches. No more eyeball QSOs until further notice. I know how much our HAYHARS members like to catch up at the general meetings on the third Thursday of the month, so I decided to run another AHARS net on that night. It's very well supported, and the overwhelming response of the people taking part wanted to have this one each week. Remember, this runs every Thursday night from 8 p.m. on the AHARS VK5 RAD repeater, 147 MHz with a minus 600 kilohertz offset. Another net you might like to see if you can join in is the Northeast Radio Club's Corona Coffee Club net on Wednesday mornings at 10 a.m. This is a simplex net on 146.450 MHz, the NERC's secret men's frequency, and is run largely from the northeast suburbs. I'm surprised how many people from quite a long way away can join into this net each week. If you have not paid your subscriptions for 2020, membership is now $25. Treasurer Pat is very pleased to see we've had quite a few payments before the discount date of the end of March. You can pay by direct deposit, and the details are: name AHARS, AHARS. The BSB is 105186. The account number is 036 248 940. You can also pay by check or money order and post it to AHARS Inc, PO Box 401, Blackwood, South Australia 5051. Also remember, we're looking for a new secretary, so if you'd like to take up that position, send me an email now and put your hand up. If you wish to contact me, you can send an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au. You can send me a text message to 0428 835 621. That's all for this week, 73.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.